skin is a huge factor when it comes to maintaining your youthfulness, the quality of your skin, how your face looks. So can you kind of dive into that about how skincare is such a huge thing? I know you're big on collagen.
Yeah.
I always see you taking your collagen in your Instagram stories. So can you kind of sound off on that, on how important that is every single day for me?
So important. And it's the things you do every day that make who you are and how you age. You can come and see me 2 or 3 times a year and we can do Botox, filler, whatever you need. But if you're not doing great skincare every day, you cannot maintain your beauty. You absolutely cannot. And I think women are aging so much better right now because of so much focus on skincare and social media and everything. Right. We're educating people at a young age. So I put all of my patients, of course, number one is sunscreen. If you do nothing else other than wash your face and put sunscreen on, that will help your aging process, because 90% of how we age is from the sun. 90%, that's huge. So if you use sunscreen, you're going to age better. At age 20, I put people on vitamin C. That should be twice a day. In the morning, it's going to block sun damage because it's antioxidant. It's like putting lemon on an avocado. It helps prevent the brown spots. And then at night, collagen grows with the help of vitamin C.
Oh, I didn't know it was both.
Yeah.
I thought it was just AM.
AM's most important, but PM is like an extra boost of collagen production. So I love that. Yeah. But so definitely use your vitamin C twice a day.
But you can't, it's really important to note that you can't use some products with some, right? So some acids won't mix with other acids.
No, actually, in general, it's fairly compatible. Like, I think people who obsess about compatibility of agents are a little being too anal about it. Most forms of vitamin C can interact with almost everything.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. And at their age 30, you're going to definitely start on Retin A, and even under age 30. So Retin A to help improve skin exfoliation, turnover, thickness, so you don't get crepey grandma skin. So starting at age 30 and going on forever. In age 40, I make sure that people start taking care of under eye, and we use stem cell growth factors. 40 and beyond.
Are these injectables or are these topicals?
No, these are topicals. Okay. So all topicals. So there are, like, I have a product called Transform, which is stem cell growth factor. It's 140 different ingredients that are bathing stem cells, and we extract those ingredients and put them in your moisturizer. So what a great thing to put on your skin, because it's feeding it with messages of youthfulness and turning on regenerative abilities of the cell.
Love
so that's
that.
Amazing. Eye cream is a great idea. Neck cream is critical after age 50.
Yes.
And starting,
and
if I had
early,
known better,
right?
I would have started age 30. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly.
Necks,
neck, the décolleté,
yeah,
the hands.
Going all the way down.
Yeah. So I just think that skin is your self-care. And you should have those 5 minutes at the beginning and the end of the day to just apply. You don't have to do a 20-step regimen. I think those days are over. But we all have time for the 3 or 4 products that are going to, like, just set our day and make our faces age well.
So vitamin C, moisturizer, sunscreen.
Perfect in the morning.
Okay.
And then throw your makeup on top. And then nighttime, add your Retin A.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Retin A, talk to us about that. So there's so many different forms, I feel.
Yes. And there's the prescription strength. When we say Retin A, that's actually the tretinoin that comes from the pharmacy. That's super irritating. Everybody's got one in their drawer that made their face peel off and they hate it.
We all have that.
Yeah. Or we got a cheap one in Tijuana. We all have that.
Yes.
Yes. Right? Because they sell that over the counter over there. So that's not going to work for you. You need a cosmeceutically elegant form of Retin A that does not make you crack, dry, and peel so aggressively. So we have one that's called Diamond Line Refine. You need one that's got a peptide base that has emollients, nutrients, and I have a ton of green TNR, so it prevents redness and irritation. And you just need the tiniest amount, a pea-sized amount. Does your whole face.
So the flakiness and the redness that was, I think, has been told to everybody, that's fine, that's normal. It's not normal. It should not be irritating your skin that much.
It really, Retin A is a barrier disruptor. We've heard all this stuff about skin barrier this year on social media, and it's all very true that if you disrupt the skin barrier, it's going to crack, cause microfissures, cause irritations, and it's not fun to go to the bathroom in the middle of the day and you notice that you've got a whole peel. Half your face is peeling and nobody told you. So you need to use, sometimes we do it as a short pulse of therapy where you just put your Retin A on for 10 minutes and then wash it off. You can do that. We sometimes mix it with moisturizer. I have all my patients mix a pea size of Retin A with a quarter size moisturizer, mix the two together and then apply. And then your Retin A should be like once a week, then twice a week. You gradually amp up to every other day. And then finally, in the course of 3 to 4 weeks, you should get up to every day.
Right. So it's a building thing.
Yeah.
It's a
teaching your skin. You have to teach your skin resilience and it has to get used to it. And not everybody can tolerate retinoin. And if you can't, we have alternatives.
Mm.
Yeah.
Great. What's your take on other acids? Like your lactic acid?
Yes. Yeah. I love glycolic. Every single day, I wash my face with glycolic acid wash. Glycolic dissolves the bonds between dead skin cells. So it exfoliates mildly, removes makeup. That one's amazing. And lactic acid is also very gentle, really great for helping with pigmentation. Lactic and kojic acid are great too.
And would you do that on the nights that you don't use your Retin-A?
Probably alternating nights is best.
Alternating nights. Yeah. Okay. I love that. Well, your skin is amazing. You look amazing.
Thank you.
I love taking recommendations from people that have amazing, beautiful skin, and you are definitely that. So
yeah, you're so sweet. You girls are the most beautiful, actually.
Just talking personal, like we suffered from our skin problems and acne, and
yeah, we were going through it together, basically. And it would be like, "Are you trying this? Are you trying this?"
Yeah.
So we're skincare junkies, so we love doing research and asking people questions about it and learning about it.
I think that's so important because I don't know why they don't teach this in school. Like, honestly, in elementary school, instead of just giving the sex talk, they need to give the skin talk also.
1,000%.
Right. Like, why did they not teach you how to take care of yourself?
Because that's the time as well when you're a teenager going through all of that stuff. Like, I only wish that I was able to have somebody to tell me. I had to go to the clinic counter or somewhere to be like, just do this, just do that.
Yeah. Maybe that's why all the 12-year-olds are at Sephora right now.
Yes. They're taking up everything at Sephora. Stop selling out all my things.
Selling out everything that I want is gone because of them.
Exactly.
They're fighting me at the counter.
So funny. And when I think, when we were in sixth grade, we were told, like, this is just it. You just have to suffer through the acne and whatnot. But you actually don't. And the kids get so much psychological insecurities at that age. So putting people on a good acne regimen, even in your 20s and 30s, like, hormonal acne can drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if you're on physician strength products is always best because we have more ability to kill bacteria and to do combination therapy than just plain old Clearasil or whatever it is they're using.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% agree. Before you go, where can people find you? How can they find your skincare brand? Where can people follow you? Because you also have a podcast.
Yeah. And for people who are lucky enough like us in LA who could actually come see you, where are you located? Let everyone know where to find you.
Sure. Find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. You can check out our Katie Skin products there. And our podcast is everywhere podcasts are played. It's called Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon.
Yay!